Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I am Don Roach, final year student of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, majoring in International Relations. On this day, July 26, 1937, revolt erupted in Bridgetown in a direct response to the deportation of Clement Osborne Payne. Payne had been holding meetings in the Golden Square and Lower Green, raising labor issues and hoping to establish a labor organization. With Payne on board the Lady Nelson en route to Trinidad, his lieutenants held a meeting at 8 p.m. on the night of 26 July. And the leadership of the movement resolved the action that would be taken to protest the injustice done to Payne in particular and the injustices meted out to the working people in general. The revolt started at Golden Square around 10 p.m., where the nearby Empire Cinema was attacked. Patrons who had been viewing a movie were sent into panic by the sudden bang of large stones on the door of the theater, causing some of them to take refuge near the screen. In the attack, the theater also suffered damage to four large decorative domes on its perimeter, and cars parked outside its entrance were also smashed. The crowd then entered the nearby Wellington and Nelson streets, attacking some houses along the way. This brought them to River Road and Jimmett's Lane, where, according to Edward Stout, they smashed all the gas and electric lights. They continued their assault on business enterprises when they launched an attack on a bus owned by General Motors, resulting in damages. To suppress this assault, the police, armed with batons, confronted the rebels and, according to Stout's report, some on both sides were beaten fairly badly. This initial battle led to the damage of working-class huts in Golden Square. Workers complained that the police stoned their houses, and a rumor had circulated that the stone-throwing episode had caused injury to the child of Payne's female friend. This part of the rebellion lasted up to 1 a.m., after which the rebels dispersed. They would resume their attacks on other parts of the city the next day, but the launch of this spate of revolt on this day, July 26, 1937, would be forever etched on the consciousness of Barbadians.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.